Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 84, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Chelsea Colston of the blog MakingHomeBase.com. Early on, Chelsea formed a blogging tribe, which has been instrumental in her blog growth. Chelsea shares with us why collaborating with other bloggers has been so key to her success. She also gives us some great tips for forming our own tribes, whether those are blogging tribes or maybe a handmade makers tribe. I also left in another interruption and blooper in this episode, just to keep giving you guys a little real-life taste of the podcast recording and interviews that we do. Chelsea has a lot of energy and a lot of great advice, so let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are pleased to welcome Chelsea Colston of the blog Making Home Base. Chelsea is a military spouse who has moved 5 times in the last 6 years. She currently resides in California with her husband and daughter, Peyton. Chelsea began blogging in 2012. When Making Home Base was born out of a desire to be an inspiration to others like her, constantly moving and living in rentals that have decorative limitations. Welcome to the show, Chelsea.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Chelsea, can you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself and how you got your start with blogging?
Oh, certainly. Like you said, I'm a military spouse. We moved to San Diego in the summer of 2012. My daughter was 6 weeks old when we moved here. Literally, I would say a week after we moved into our house, my husband went underway on his new ship. And so it was, you know, a six-week-old moving into a new house, not knowing a soul. I was by myself. And I did see like so many decorative limitations in my house. And so I made it my mission to turn our house into our home base. And that was helped me focus on him being constantly gone, having a newborn. And then I thought that I would share that with others by blogging. And it's just been such a great journey so far.
Have you found that a lot of people in your situation are drawn to your blog, people just like you who are moving all of the time and can't make major changes to their home everywhere that they go?
Absolutely. And my favorite is when I get emails from folks who are like me, and not even just military spouses, but just other people who, you know, are in a situation where they're moving quite frequently or rent a lot and they want to make their house their home. It's just they find it difficult because they can't make those permanent changes, especially in the world of Pinterest and blogs. You see all of these beautiful, inspiring photos and you wish that you could do things like that in your home, but you don't own it or, you know, whatever your limitations are. It's great to have a place where that shows you some ideas that are for temporary situations, not necessarily a permanent forever home or situation.
Definitely. So Chelsea, I know that one secret to your blogging success has been the blog tribe that you created. Can you tell us about your motivation to start that blogging tribe?
Yes, absolutely. So when I first started blogging, I think I was probably about 6 months in when I started watching some really awesome hangouts with Becky Ferrant from Inferently Creative. And she talked about blog tribes and how important they were to her success. And I had at that time been reaching out to other bloggers just to get to know and just build my community. And after a year or so, I kind of reached out to one of my friends that I had created a relationship with through blogging, and her name was April Hoff from, hold on, Peyton, you need to go. Here. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, that was funny.
See, we could never do podcasts with dudes, Bethann. Like,
I know.
It would be nearly as much fun.
I know. It's so much better with moms.
So much better.
I'm a horrible parent because I drank the last of the orange juice right before an interview. What was I thinking?
That's mommy.
I know. Okay, so where was I? I was talking about
April Hoff. You were just mentioning that.
Okay. Yeah, so April and I had started a relationship, just emailing back and forth, commenting on each other's blogs. She blogs at House by Hoff, and we actually, after about a year blogging, I think, we started kind of like an annual thing, and it's called our Summer Celebration. And it was right after Summer Celebration when I asked her if she would be interested in kind of just like going in with me on creating a tribe. And she was interested. And so what we both did is we reached out to, I want to say, three other bloggers, because when we first started, we had only eight girls. So we both reached out to three other bloggers and asked if they would be interested, and they were. So we hopped on Facebook, created our little tribe, and that's just how it began, with eight of us girls.
So these were women that you had maybe collaborated with previously on other blog projects or link parties or giveaways, things of that nature. So you had a relationship there?
Not necessarily. So yes, in a way, some of them we had collaborated with before. Like I think one of them we had in our Summer Celebration series. Some April had been collaborating with, and then a couple others. Like I just reached out to people that I thought were awesome, like awesome bloggers. I was just like, hey, I really admire what you're doing. They were about the same size as I was. And I just thought, like, I could really learn a lot from them. So we just reached out. I mean, even if it was someone that not necessarily we had worked with in the past, but we just wanted to work with, I reached out to them, and they were on board. So it's kind of nice to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, because you never know what others are doing and what they can bring to the table.
So, Chelsea, what is the structure of your blog tribe now? How do you all help to promote each other and leverage the power of each other's audiences?
That's a great question. So, as far as promoting goes in our group, we're really relaxed about it. Each week, someone will start a quick thread, one for Google+, one for Facebook, one for Pinterest, and we just kind of leave our links on there, and then as the week goes on, we use each other's content and go ahead and promote each other. It's always been very relaxed. You know, if you miss a week, that's totally okay. We're not going to police you, but it's a great way to get some content to put on your Facebook and Pinterest other than your own. And creating this group, I trust each one of their content. Like everyone always puts out phenomenal stuff, so I never have to worry about what am I sharing with my readers, because these girls are always top notch. So we have a thread for each one. So we'll have a thread for Google+, a thread for Facebook, a thread for Pinterest. And each week we'll go through and schedule those posts, or on Sundays we'll all pin that way. And then we just kind of hit the like button as we go down, just to show that we've gotten to each post.
So Chelsea, I think you bring up a good point with having members of your blog tribe where all of their content is excellent, and so you never feel iffy about, oh, do I really want to pin that blog post, or do I really want to share about this? How do you ensure, as your blog tribe grows, how do you ensure that just really top-notch bloggers in your niche are who gets accepted into the tribe?
I think it's just, well, I'll tell you this. So we started out with eight girls. Now we have 12, and I don't think we're going to grow any more than that, because 12 is such a good number. I think any bigger than that, it's kind of hard to keep up with the promoting. And so I like just having 12. 10 also was a great number, especially for collaborations. But as we've grown, as we've added a few people into our group, we all, like, we make the decision together. One person will be like, hey, do you guys know so-and-so from this blog? She's awesome. What do you think about adding her to our group? And we're all on board, and we say, yeah, she's fantastic. You know, bring her in. So we always are on the hunt for fantastic content when we're adding someone to our tribe. That's absolutely number one.
Other than promoting your posts and pins and things of that nature, are there other ways that you're supporting each other in the tribe with, I don't know, questions and answers, or just kind of emotional support or things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. This particular group, I think, is my favorite group that I've ever been a part of. And just the women are fantastic. And I love that we can ask a question. It seems like everyone, each person is an expert in their own right. And so someone will always have an answer to a question. Someone's great at ebooks. Someone is great at just the storytelling and building their brand. Someone is fantastic at photos. Like, she takes the most amazing pictures that you could ever dream of. And so we've got her, and she can give us tips on, you know, like what lens she's using now or just things like that. There's always questions. It's a great way to support each other just from the little things that come up in blogging, like how much should I charge for this? I don't know. Like, should I really have a media kit? Like, those are real questions that we've had in our group recently. And not only that, but it's like we've become true friends from all of this. Half of us were at Haven last year, and we met and we hung out almost the entire time. So it's been a really great experience.
That's awesome. I love the way you guys are encouraging each other and supporting each other. It sounds like such a great group.
It is a great group, and it makes blogging so much easier knowing that you're not going at it alone. I remember when I first started blogging, I was so confused and I had no clue what I was doing. And just having, you know, now having, as you know, as you get bigger, things get more complicated and more questions come up. So having like a sounding board has been just phenomenal.
So I have a question that maybe this doesn't apply, but I'm just a little bit curious. Have you ever had a situation where maybe one member of the group wasn't quite pulling their weight, or I'm not quite sure how to put that, or maybe not adding the value that you were hoping they would add to the group? Has this ever come up? And if so, how did you handle that?
So in this particular group, I feel like we're very relaxed. I don't think the expectations are not super high for each person. And we all know that most of us are moms, some of us aren't, but there are peaks and valleys in everyone's life. And so I feel like sometimes we have to step away from blogging a little bit or the group a little bit, and that's totally okay. We really have limited expectations for each person in the group. It's just when you need us, we're here. But I don't want to say that we've had a situation where someone's not pulling their weight. Just because I don't look at our group that way. I have been in other groups, though, where it has been that way, that's strictly for promoting. And you kind of sometimes get overwhelmed, and so you might have to step back a little bit. And I've had to leave groups because I felt overwhelmed with the promoting. And that's why I love this group, because it's just very relaxed, low-key. There's no high expectations of what we should be doing, and it's just worked out really well for us.
This group sounds absolutely amazing, but has there ever been a low point with this particular blogging tribe, or maybe if there wasn't a low point with this group, maybe you have experience in another group that where something went sour and you could give us advice about how to handle those situations?
I can't say there's been a low point in this group. I have had other groups where it's been just, like I said, difficult to keep up. And in those situations, my only advice would be to just be upfront and honest and say, hey, I really like you guys, but this group is becoming to be a little bit too much for me, or I can't keep up with the promoting, and, you know, you can just exit from the group. There's no rules, hard and fast rules about Facebook or blogging tribes. So I would say that you can exit whenever you feel it's necessary and move on. Not every group is going to be a right fit for you.
Great advice. And I'm curious, too, I know that it sounds like you guys primarily connect via a Facebook group. Are there other ways that you're connecting?
In this group, it's easiest for us to connect on Facebook because it's a larger group. I am a part of a group that's only three of us, and we do Google Hangouts quite often. It's been a while since we've had one, but we used to do them quite often. And we would just come with a topic like, hey, this week we're going to talk about affiliate links. Like, get any information you have about affiliate links and bring it to our Google Hangout, and we'll discuss and share what we know. And so I love that, but that's difficult to do with 12 people. So So when you have like a smaller group, the Google Hangouts are wonderful. Or if you just want to connect with a couple people in your group, you can branch off, you know, and just a couple people talk about photography one week, a couple people talk about making money, whatever. Because, you know, on Facebook, there's only so much I feel like you can really get out. And a Google Hangout, when you're chatting like we are now, a lot more information can get passed than a couple of sentences about what we're doing here and there.
That's so true. I think having conversations, actual speaking with somebody, does make a big difference in your ability to connect with them. It does seem like a lot of the people we interview, once you have a real chat with them, they do become friends because you got to know their personality and hear more about their lives through an actual conversation.
Absolutely. And I think that's another thing that was great about Haven, is that we got to meet each other in person and having conversations about blogging and not even blogging, our real lives and, you know, what our kids are up to and that kind of stuff. It just made the connection that much stronger.
So do you have any advice for a listener out there who wants to start their own tribe? Maybe they're a blogger or maybe even they are a handmade seller. What advice would you give them when they decide, hey, I'm going to do this. I want to start my own group.
So what I would do is try to think of people you admire in your community. So if it's a handmade community, you know, somebody who maybe not necessarily sells the same thing as you, but maybe has a marketing strategy that you like. Or with blogging, someone in your niche, but, you know, that they might be doing something a little bit differently that you like. Like you like the way they write, so they're a great storyteller. Or it looks like they're fantastic at building their newsletter. Those are the things that you should look at. Yes, yeah, so reach out to people in your niche, people that you admire, people that are about the same size as you, because, you know, you don't want someone, you want everyone to be able to pull their weight and bring something to the table. And I would also just, like, stretch a little bit outside your comfort zone, because you don't know, you know, they're great bloggers that you may already be working with, but there's probably some awesome bloggers that you're not working with, and so just introduce yourself and say, hey, I think you're great. I've been reading your blog for a little bit. Would you be interested in maybe, you know, joining my tribe so we can work together? I think I can learn a lot from you. Something like that. And I think you'll be really surprised. I think everyone loves to have a group and belong somewhere. And so I think having different personalities and stretching a little bit outside your comfort zone is really helpful in a blogging tribe. Well, you know, okay. We talked about promoting each other's blogs, but another thing that has been really great for us has been just the collaboration. We've been able to team up, like, especially when we had 10. I think 10 is a great number, but 12 is good too, because then if someone is not interested in the collaboration at that time or they don't want to do the giveaway or whatever, you know, it's okay because you still have 11 or 10 other ones. But we've been able to do some awesome stuff. Like when springtime rolls around, we might do like a spring home tour. And just having 10 people all doing it at once, we can link back to each other's blog. And it kind of just gives you a little traffic boost. So that's really great too, especially when it's people who you know are going to have amazing content.
Definitely. And I'm curious too, when one of you has, like, let's say launched a product or something along those lines, do the rest of you kind of jump in and, you know, share about that launch in different ways?
Definitely. Absolutely. So when someone, yeah, anytime anyone has something kind of big going on, like they've got like some kind of big sponsored project or they've launched their own product, we kind of all band together and we want to boost them up. So whatever we can do, we totally do. So if that's shouting it out on every social media we got, letting them take over our blog for a day, all of those things we absolutely do, because, you know, that's what we're there for, to support each other. And we're just honestly, genuinely happy for everything that they're doing. It's really cool to see each blog grow and move on to these amazing things. So absolutely, yes.
So Chelsea, since you are an experienced blogger, are there any online tools or apps that you use regularly to help grow your own blog?
There's no tricks here. Like, I use the normal stuff. Like, I'm on MailChimp. I I like Fizzle. My friend Abby from Just a Girl on Her Blog told me about Fizzle, and I like to watch their videos and gain some good advice from them. But in all honesty, no, I really can't think of anything.
I think that counts as a great resource.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, Fizzle is a great resource.
Well, I think it's kind of refreshing as well because, like you said, it's not necessarily about the tool or the trick. It's just getting in there, writing those posts, doing those projects, doing the work, and you grow a little bit each day.
That you're absolutely right. And honestly, with blogging, I feel like it could be a 24-hour-a-day job if you allow it to. So I feel like if I have more tools, then I'm going to spend more time. And so right now, it's give and take. And you have to just kind of go with what's working for you. I'm always open to learning about what other people are doing. I love that. That's another reason why I love my tribe. But yeah, Fizzle's great. The Elite Blogging Academy has some pretty good resources as well, but that's about it as far as I'm using.
It is so true that blogging could be a 24-hour-a-day job. So how do you manage controlling your blogging time and wrangling your busy almost 3-year-old during the day?
See, I'm not good at that. Balance is something that is always a work in progress in our house. There are often days I'm up until like 1 o'clock in the morning writing blog posts after she's gone to bed. I wish I could be one of those people that has like their blog posts scheduled out like weeks in advance and then I would always feel on top of things, but I'm just not. So right now I really just kind of fly by the seat of my pants, and I think one day when she's in preschool, I'll be way more organized. But in reality, I probably never will be. And that's okay with me. We just kind of make it work. And that's the real deal. I mean, I know some people are like, well, I'm able to balance. It's always a struggle.
I agree. It is a struggle for sure. And I definitely appreciate your honesty that you're a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants gal.
You know, seriously, sometimes at like 5 o'clock at night, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this great idea for a blog post. And I'm like whipping it up at like 5 o'clock at night, like trying to find like some kind of sunlight to take a photo so I can get it up on the blog the next day. That's reality.
Well, reality is working for you.
Definitely. Chelsea, you've grown your blog quite a bit over the last couple of years. Can you share with us maybe some of the best ways that you've grown it?
Some of the best ways I've grown it, I think collaborating with other bloggers, getting to know other bloggers, because I think genuine relationships really help you grow your blog. And it's not just like leaving a comment saying, hey, come back and look at my blog. It's like really creating relationships with bloggers. And then they see one of your posts on Facebook, they'll want to share it because they'll be like, hey, that's Chelsea. I know her. I like that project. I think that helps build your readership because you're getting some new eyeballs on some projects that maybe you wouldn't because you've connected with some other bloggers. So definitely that. Also, growing your email list, that's something that I didn't really think about a lot at first, but now I'm thinking a ton about it. And so I think having a strategy to grow your email list from the get-go is a really good idea.
Great advice, Chelsea, about growing your blog. We have definitely learned a lot today from you about those connections and building relationships with other people. As we wrap up, do you have a fun or adorable mom moment that you could share with us?
My mom's birthday is on Sunday, on Easter, April 5th. And so I didn't realize that the 5th was on Sunday until last night. And so I thought the 5th was on Monday, so I thought I had time to mail her birthday card. But we went and got a birthday card last night. We went over to the post office first thing this morning. And I was explaining to my daughter that we were mailing Mimi, that's what she calls my mom, Mimi's birthday card. And she was so excited about it. So we went over, we put it in the mailbox. And then when we got in the car, she says, Mom, I want to be a piece of mail. Would you mail me to Mimi?
Oh.
It was the cutest thing in the world because she's got a really close relationship with my mom. And she was just like, I want to be a piece of mail. Can you mail me? So I thought that was pretty cute.
Oh, that is. That's adorable. I don't think the Postal Service handles packages carefully enough.
I don't think so either. Honestly, she would probably just go in there and tell them all about it anyway. She's a feisty little one.
Well, thank you again, Chelsea, for chatting with us today. We've learned a ton, and I know our listeners are going to be excited to get going and start their own tribes. As we wrap up.
Yes, I hope they do, because it's wonderful.
Awesome. Can you tell our listeners one more time where the best place for them to find you online is?
Yes. Find me, first of all, my blog, Making Home Base, so makinghomebase.com. My favorite social media, though, is Instagram, so you can find me at Instagram, and my handle is Making Home Base. And then, you know, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, I'm all over the place, but connect with me on Instagram. I love Instagram.
Thanks again. This was lots of fun getting to know you and learning from you as well.
Thank you, ladies, so much for having me.
For the show notes, head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/84, and you'll find all of the links and information that we talked about in this episode. Chelsea mentioned that she enjoys learning from Fizzle. Beth Ann and I are actually also a part of Fizzle. If you're interested in seeing what they're all about, we will have a link to them in our show notes for you to take a look and see what they're all about. I hope you're having a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.